I'm Lucas Stilinski. I'm with IFAS, Citrus Research and Education Center. There is insecticide resistance in Florida for Asian citrus psyllid. It's not across the board everywhere. It's a phenomenon that occurs statewide, but in isolated areas. So you can't say that it's everywhere psyllids occur. But in many groves, we're able to find indications of resistance.
How do we fight that?
We actually have the tools and the knowledge to practice insecticide resistance management. We have found and experimentally shown that rotating five modes of action in sequence, after five modes of action, we can return populations back to susceptibility. This has to do with the fact that resistance to insecticides in populations of Asian citrus psyllid in Florida comes with a cost to them, a cost in their fitness, which is their ability to reproduce. Those that develop resistance are less fit than their susceptible counterparts. So if we ease off of that selection for five generations, we're able to, resistance genotype, that genetic resistance, breeds out of the population. And fortunately, we have not only five modes of action to rotate, we have more than five available for Asian citrus psyllid currently.
So growers use those five or more within one season, correct?
Yes, the important thing is to rotate them within a season. Not, for example, A, B, A, B, A, B. That would not be a rotation. That would be effective. You would have to go A, B, C, D, E, and then start with A again in order to get through the sequence of five. The issue is that not all five will always be as effective or as inexpensive. This may require careful selection of insecticides that fit a particular management system, and this also allows for integration of other management techniques. There are many ways of practicing insecticide resistance management, and the best solution always is integrated pest management. Now, although we do not have a foolproof IPM system currently that prevents spread of disease, we have IPM components that can be included. And if we have multiple tactics thrown at the psyllid, that way we don't encourage evolution of resistance as quickly. For example, we can prevent psyllids from attacking young plantings with barriers such as hedgerows, perhaps the technique of enclosing young trees, for example, in protective mesh seems like a logical technology that really requires further investigation. But these technologies, including reflective mulch, would open up the toolbox rather than reliance on spraying and applying insecticides to the soil as our only measure of vector control.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just that although this is a serious concern, I just want to reiterate that we have the tools to manage this. It's about implementing those tools and the knowledge, and then we can overcome this problem.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.